Well, the Big 12 has evidently chosen their replacement for Texas A&M, and it's TCU. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports. The only thing left to clear the way is for the Horned Frogs to accept the invitation, according to reports. The Big 12 presidents and chancellors did vote unanimously today to authorize Interim Commissioner Chuck Nines to negotiate with TCU. The TCU Board of Regents is having a second meeting tomorrow after meeting today. Now, TCU was planning to leave the Mountain West for the Big East next year, though the Big East is reeling from the loss of Pittsburgh and Syracuse to the ACC. TCU Chancellor Victor Boschini Jr. suggested the move to the Big 12 might be a better decision for his school. Of course, a former member of the Old Southwest Conference that once included current Big 12 members Texas, Texas Tech, Baylor, and Texas A&M. Bringing in TCU would boost the Big 12 back to 10 members, depending on whether Missouri stays or leaves. The move would also be a financial windfall for the Horned Frogs. Big 12 chancellors and presidents have agreed to equally share revenue from the conference's most lucrative TV deals if member schools agree to give those top-tier rights to the league for at least 6 years. The agreement is subject to approval by the university governing board. Looks like TCU is headed for the Big 12. Kansas Board of Regents Chairman Ed McKechnie says the Big 12 remains the best fit for Kansas and Kansas State, regardless of whether Missouri is looking at other conferences. Missouri's curators voted Tuesday to allow the university to explore other options rather than commit to staying with the soon-to-be 9-team Big 12, maybe 10 teams if TCU is in. McKechnie said Wednesday he's disappointed in Missouri's decision and believed that it's not in the best interest of academics or student-athletes. He also says Kansas and Kansas State have options, but the Big 12 is the best option at this time. Well, after the second straight second-half collapse by the Aggies last week, Coach Mike Sherman implied that there could be some starting jobs up for grabs and some changes on both sides of the line. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter agrees that just because a player may have more experience doesn't mean that they're going to beat out a younger player who's delivering more on the practice field.
You know, I tell our guys every year when guys come in, I tell the freshman class and I tell the upperclassmen, I hope every one of these freshmen beats you guys out. Because if they're equal, they're playing. I got told the same thing when I was a player and when I was a senior. I was like, what are you talking about, coach? You know, it's my time. I deserve this. Uh-uh. The guys who deserve to play are the guys that earn it. And if you haven't differentiated yourself from a freshman and you're an upperclassman, you've had time to improve. If he's the same as you, he's going to get those reps. What that does is it may seem harsh, it may seem mean. It keeps those guys that are upperclassmen on edge. I better be better. I better compete every single day. Because if I don't, we're going to have guys go by. And we're going to have some freshmen playing this week.
So look for some changes on Saturday when the Aggies take on the nation's seventh most potent offense in Texas Tech. Kickoff at 6 o'clock in Lubbock. Number 9, Oregon puts an 18-game home winning streak on the line tonight against Pac-12 rival California. And the Ducks beat the Golden Bears 15-13 last season on Cal's home field. Cal's 31-24 victory in Eugene in 2007 is the team's only win there in the last 9 meetings. Oregon is 3-0 overall, 1-0 in conference play. California checks in at 3-1, 0-1 in the conference. Both teams are coming off bye weeks. Well, the first of 3 deciding games in the first round of the baseball playoffs will be contested tonight in New York. The Yankees are hosting the Detroit Tigers for Game 5 of their America League Division Series, with the winner moving on to play Texas in Game 1 of the best-of-7 America League Championship Series on Saturday. Of course, the Rangers finished off a 3-1 America League Divisional Series win over Tampa Bay on Tuesday. If the Yankees win tonight, they would open the series with the Rangers at home on Saturday. If the Tigers win tonight, it would open in Arlington on Saturday. Both the Yanks and the Tigers originally planned to use their aces twice in this series, but those plans went down the drain when rain caused Friday's opener to be suspended after an inning and a half. That pushed back New York's CC Sabathia and Detroit's Justin Verlander to Game 3. So tonight, the home team hands the ball to Ivan Nova. The right-hander led Major League rookies in wins with a 16-4 record and a 3.70 ERA. In his postseason debut, he took over from Sabathia in the completion of Game 1 and pitched shutout ball until the 9th inning of the Yankees' 9-3 win. The Tigers will go with Game 1 loser Doug Fister. The Blinn Buccaneers football team has climbed to the number one spot in the National Junior College Association rankings this week. The unbeaten Bucks are followed in the rankings by Arizona Western, East Mississippi, Snow College, and Butler College. Navarro College, the previous number one, plummeted to number seven after losing to Blinn last week. Top-ranked Blinn will host Tyler College Saturday night at Merrill Green Stadium. Texas A&M volleyball team was unable to snap a 10th-ranked Texas home winning streak as the Aggies fell to the Longhorns in three last night in the first segment of the State Farm Lone Star Showdown at Gregory Gym. The Longhorns won their 22nd consecutive home match, their 27th straight Big 12 home match to improve to 10-4 for the year. The Aggies fall to 13-4. A&M concludes a two-match road swing Saturday as they travel to Lawrence to take on Kansas. Peyton Manning says that he still holds out hope that he'll be back on the field for the Colts this season. The four-time league MVP says he's getting x-rays every 4 weeks on his neck, and his recovery has progressed to the point that doctors will allow him to stand on the sideline, which is where he plans to watch Sunday's game against Kansas City. Manning has not played a down since having neck surgery in May. He had a second operation on the neck last month. Manning is not expected to play until at least November and perhaps not until December. The Colts are 0-4 with Kerry Collins and Curtis Painter under center. And finally, Hank Williams Jr. and ESPN each are taking credit for the decision to axe the country singer's classic intro, Monday Night Football. The network pulled the song from the game earlier this week after Williams made an analogy to Adolf Hitler while discussing President Barack Obama's golf game on Fox News. The network says it informed Williams on Thursday morning that it would no longer use his song to open its Monday cable cast of the NFL. A spokesman for Williams says the singer made the decision Wednesday night. And that's a look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on this Thursday to WTAW.com.